What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Dork, and you just heard Bacchus's Crush, Canon Mulot's new-ish single. It came out a few weeks ago, and when I saw that it came out, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to play this on my show. I'm a dork, and I just need it. And then I forgot, so I'm doing it now. I apologize, dear listener, that I didn't play this earlier. Dear longtime full-time fan of this show, I'm sorry I didn't play this song earlier in both of our lifetimes. But for those of you who don't know, this is like not that interesting or exciting, but I dork studied like ancient Greece and Rome in my degree, which has proved to be super useful and applicable. But Bacchus is like the Roman god of like wine and like partying and like insanity and dolphins and stuff. Which is just like, you love a callback. But then also it's, ooh, Bacchus's crush. I love crushes. I love love. Who doesn't love love? I remember being little and like really not understanding or knowing what a crush was. I don't think that I really like experienced them. End of sentence. I don't think I really experienced them, which is like neither here nor there. I don't really want to talk about that, but something that I do like, and I feel like this is like related to being young and like crushes, I guess, because I feel like I very actively try not to do this anymore, but like, you know, that like super fun phenomenon where you like try to completely change yourself so that someone will like you, which I feel like usually happens mostly in the crush phase. Like there is like a kind of fine line between like, you don't know me yet, so I can be whoever, like the version of myself. Like, you know what I mean? Like someone doesn't know you very well or like know you yet at all. So like maybe you have like made mistakes in the past or like there are certain aspects of your personality that you want to change. And so like, it's a kind of nice opportunity to like, you can like enact those changes without any like preconceptions about how you will act. Which I don't think is the healthiest mindset to go into a crush with, but you know, it's one of them. But there's like so much excitement and like sweetness around like what a crush is. But this is all kind of like a long, weird preamble to what I want to talk about today, which is cool adjective, definition of cool adjective, low maintenance. So I don't know if you, dear listener, are familiar with the concept of the cool girl. It's something that became really popular in like the 90s or early 2000s-ish, and probably up until today of like, I'm not like other girls, I'm a cool girl, I'm chill, I can hang, like, etc., which I'm not going to explain to you why that's like sexist and misogynistic, but like I do feel like I'm a very I'm like a pretty neurotic person. I wouldn't say I'm uptight, but I would say I know how like I've spent time in my life figuring out what I like, so now I know, so like I want things to be that way because it makes me comfortable and feel like happier and safer. Like there's like a difference between like being like high maintenance, which is also like, I mean, like pros and cons sometimes, like that's not a bad thing, like that's, you're just like vocalizing what you need. Kind of like, yeah, almost exactly that. Like there's a difference between like putting yourself in a situation that makes you uncomfortable and like, yeah, maybe you're like pushing your boundaries and like expanding what you're like expanding your experiences or whatever. But, maybe you're also just doing something that like makes you uncomfortable and makes you feel unsafe. And like maybe it's not unsafe, like interrogate like why you feel unsafe or like why you feel uncomfortable. Like that's, I'm not saying that you like shouldn't do things that like you like initially aren't like totally comfortable doing, but like you're not doing yourself or the people around you any favors by like not being as comfortable as you can be. And like I'm thinking specifically of like, oh yeah, like I will go to this like fourth location when like the people around me are like maybe really drunk and like we don't like it's farther away from like transit or like literally putting yourself in unsafe situations. Or like if you're a woman or femme who like is like, oh yeah, I'll just like hang out with these random guys. Like that's unsafe. Like that's unsafe. And like, that's not you being high maintenance. That's you advocating for yourself. So obviously I have a lot of thoughts about this, but I'm also very well aware that this is a music show. So we'll move on. But today's kind of in like conjunction with the definition of a cool, cool adjective, low maintenance crushes. Like who do you have to be? So we're going to move right along. This is Donna Said by Pardner. One of the singles off of their upcoming album, Come Down Different or something. Coming out pretty soon, very exciting. But this is Donna Said by Pardner. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. feel like freedom when you're trapped inside this lonely room with nothing but bad memories. My 17 stitches laughing at me. When nothing's gonna get better, when tell me when 'cause the second wave hitting me.
Hello, you just heard This Is Not by Oblomov off of Steady Drip of a Broken Spout. Just before that was 17 Stitches by Francesca Belcourt off of her album Buds, which came out in 2018. And then opened that set with one of Pardner's new singles, Donna Said. Today's definition of the word cool, cool, adjective, low maintenance, in conjunction with the question, crushes, who do you have to be? I feel like this is, like, a pretty vague, this is, like, such a, like, vague kind of, like, theme or whatever, I guess. Like, pretty much any song could kind of be used in it in a way, because, like, A, like, every song is a different person. Like, every song is a different story, different personality. But, so I guess, like, in an episode about curating your personality or like being a personality, it is kind of perfect for a music show. But also every song in a way is like, it's a telling a story, and like you're a person, there's like someone who's a protagonist in that story. And often like people, I don't think that people really know who they are a lot of the time. Like I don't know who I am. I don't know how I'm gonna react to things until I've reacted to them. You know what I mean? So like, I feel like a lot of songs, like kind of most songs almost in almost every way, or I'll say in a lot of ways, is like kind of about like who am I? Like, how am I responding? What do I want? What do I need? Because you don't really know. Anyway, all of that is to say, low maintenance is a fallacy. The idea of being low maintenance is a fallacy, and I don't enjoy it. Like, I feel like I like had some like kind of like Oblomov, This Is Not, or like Pardner, Donna Said. So like, this is who Donna said I should be. Oblomov, This Is Not, like, this is not who I am. Like, there are some like kind of obvious things, but one thing that I do want to say before we move right along. So the next song is going to be Redress's East of the Heat, off of their most recent album, Peace Bird. And this song, like, this song is, doesn't have any lyrics or anything. Like, the narrative or the story is, like, all kind of, like, it's kind of, like, all projected. But, like, I feel like the idea, like, heat is often, like, related to, like, sex or, like, sexual desire or whatever. And like the amount of things that people do, I think like sex is already like such a sensitive and like vulnerable topic. And I don't want to talk about, like the vulnerability of it that much, but I like, and this is kind of sticky, but like the idea of someone being low, like women and femmes feeling pressured to be low maintenance and be breezy, like that translating into a sexual situation is super unsafe and super unhealthy, and like perpetuating or like encouraging this idea that like this, like that, like advocating for yourself isn't chill or isn't cool, is really dangerous and like hostile and violent. So I just wanted to say that before moving on. So this is East of the Heat by Redress off of Peace Bird. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Kids, are you missing the excitement of a good local live punk show? Cheap beer, sweat, filthy washrooms, ringing ears, and mostly crowds for your pals? We'll pick up the new Ape War Needs 7-inch EP, Two Lil Shits, on Bandcamp at your fave local record shops or streaming in all the streamy places. You'll still miss all of that? But with a new bunch of tunes to put into your ear holes. Check them out at ApeWar1 on Bandcamp.com or Needs Vancouver on Bandcamp.com. Hope to see y'all soon.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
Spit in your ear
on C.
And this is IET.
R.
101.9 FM.
Down my on my life, shimming in my own, to become alone and to rub our eye, all that in me died, it barely belongs.
Welcome back. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Dork. Today's definition of the word cool, adjective, low maintenance. Teachable Moments, the show on CITR, we're just trying to figure out what is hot, what is not, etc. This so far has kind of just been like a rant on my end about the dangers and sexism behind like the idea of a low maintenance like chick or whatever, but I also do recognize that I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna try to like speed it up. But you just heard Reveal by Sookyeon Lee out of Toronto. Before that was Good Night by Euro Visa Visa off of We Love Robin Williams, and then opened that set with East of the Heat by Redress out of Victoria off of the album Peace Bird. Sookyeon Lee's song Reveal beautifully segues into this idea of like concealing and revealing like who you are, like who do you need to be? Because the kind of like secondary theme of today's episode is crushes. Who do you have to be? Which isn't necessarily who you want to be or even who you are, which is where this idea of low maintenance cool chick is like so detrimental. But I am running out of time, so I can't really speak on it that much. So I'm going to go, I guess plant that seed. It's there. Going to move on to Debbie Friday's Renin, one of, not the most recent single. I think she has a single coming out in the next few days. And then that will be the most recent single. So I guess this is the most recent single off of her upcoming album. And I'm very, very excited. We're all very, very excited. So this is Runnin' by Debbie Friday. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Nice, but that's the way you like to play. I hate the fruit I
You are listening to Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Dork. What's up? Teachable Moments, the show where we try to figure out what's hot, what's not. Today's definition of the word cool, cool, adjective, low maintenance, kind of like sub-theme is crushes. Who do you have to be? You just heard Mean Boy by Prado off of the Elastic EP. This is a different edit of it. It's a lot shorter than like kind of the original Mean Boy, but still very fun and good. Just for that is Bury Me Alive by Magic Island, which is her most recent single. And then just opened that set with Run In by Debbie Friday. I think that like the Mean Boy is kind of like the super fun, like, other side of the coin of, like, the chill girl or, like, cool girl. Because, well, I feel like in a lot of movies and stuff, it was like, I'm the nice guy, which is just, like, a really, like, pathetic, like, mean boy who, like, thinks that they deserve, like, some kinds of praise because they're not, like, really like vocally mean or but they're just like emotionally and like like I guess like energetically horrible and mean and like vampiric. And then, like, cool girls are just like, I just have been told that I need boys to like me. So, like, what the heck? Why are you so awful? I have a lot of thoughts about low maintenance being like the cool girl, chill girl. It's all trash. Advocate for yourself. Be who you need to be. That's like, I just don't understand, like, why would you want to be around someone who's uncomfortable? Like, that can't be, that's not fun for me. That can't be fun for you. Like, seriously, what's wrong with you? Anyway, we're going to move on because we're running out of time. This is Like a Lady by Pompoko off of Cheater. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Bye. prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips on how to practice social isolation and why, according to @everybodywantstoloveyou on Instagram. Please stay home and cancel plans. People who are vulnerable exist around you. There is a communal responsibility to limit the spread of this disease. While young people represent the highest number of new cases, elderly people represent the highest number of deaths. Often, testing for COVID-19 is proportionate to risk. And while contraction rates increase with age, the age range 20 to 29 has by far the highest contraction rates, but typically show little to no symptoms. This is called asymptomatic contraction and makes it especially imperative that people practice social distancing. Social distancing means not going out to bars, not hanging out with more than two friends, and giving people 6 feet or more of space in public.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Thank you.
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Dork. Today's definitions were cool, adjective, low maintenance, with like the like continued into crushes. Who do you have to be? Be yourself or you'll want revenge. If you aren't yourself in a crush or in a relationship or something, like retrospectively, you will feel bad about it. And that is, it's not worth not being yourself ever, because then like you're not comfortable and like you're not doing the things that like you need, but it also like it just feels so bad. Like I have so many memories where it's just like, oh my gosh, like I wish I'd just like prioritize being comfortable, and like it I just feel like I've done a disservice to myself. So we're gonna close the set with The Vowers' most recent single, Yoshi's Revenge, because oh boy does Jeff and or Yoshi want revenge. So thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments. I hope that you are always yourself. Be high maintenance. I'm putting that in air quotes. Ask for what you need and what you want. Not only do you deserve it, but you can, I guess. So this is Yoshi's Revenge. Have a great day.
It's official. We need to break up. I gave you head, I gave you space, but I'll never replace your true love. Drugs, 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 drugs. What is punk? You need to adapt. Counterculture, rags to rags. My body is waxed. Blame yourself. Do the work. Your thinly veiled misogyny, a stain on my new skirt. Drugs.